So when I came here, there was something like maybe 100 placements a year, and currently the placement program is something like 2,000 a year. It has an employer payroll of 20 million euro, and about a third of the placements are international. So it's one of the largest programs in Europe, and even in North American terms, if you take out the top six North American universities, it would rank just in behind that. I think and believe the Cooperative Education very much was the driving force to ensure that programs may remain relevant, that both NAHE and the University of Limerick avoided the ivory tower problem, because as well as placing students in industry, it also involved academics going out to industry to visit during the placement period. So not only were the student exposed to having a work relevance, the faculty were exposed to getting feedback from industry. So it meant that when the same people were redesigning the programs, they were redesigning it against a backdrop of industrialists telling them what was right and probably what was wrong with their course. But it also offered broader fronts for the university to develop research programs with industry. And I believe it is no coincidence that all of the companies that were involved with the university over the years on industrial research collaboration were all previously Cooperative Education employers. So the co-op program allowed a mechanism where trust was built up on both sides, and industry got to know the individual key faculty members, and out of that grew a range of other initiatives. And I believe that those parameters that were relevant during the formative phase of the institution are as much relevant today as they were then.